In Europe, what we are seeing is the numbers are on the rise because of the Ukraine crisis. And also in Turkey, where a lot of Syrian refugees are coming, and Turkey is now the world's largest refugee hosting country with 1.8 million refugees over there. So these are Syrian, but there are other refugees in Turkey as well. And overall, in 2014, we saw that there were a lot of new asylum applications in the Europe. What UNHCR is referring to over here is that there's no shared policy in Europe according to which asylum seekers or people who are seeking safety or fleeing war and conflict are seeking safety are received, and then the distribution is on equal basis. You see Italy, you see Greece, you see countries in the Balkans where refugees or asylum seekers are coming through, but then there is no mechanism according to which other European countries can share the numbers or at least help the host. What we are seeing also, like Germany and Sweden, I mean, where majority of applications are directly launched, they have a generous policy in terms of receiving, but otherwise there is no policy. So what we are asking Europe today is, please, these people are fleeing conflict and war, they need safety, but it's not up to only one country to receive and keep them.
Sure, but given this quantum leap in conflict, as the High Commissioner said, and also the fact that there is no mechanism within Europe to take in this 1 million figure that's being bandied around, that's the figure that it's wished that Europe will take in, how do you actually expect that to happen?
I think there are solutions. We need to be clear that these are people that fleeing war and conflict, you know. So women and children that we have seen, yes, 3 or 4 years ago before the start of the Syrian conflict, those that were seeking this, the risky journeys to Europe, probably they were migrants. Not anymore. Over 60% of people that are coming today are refugees. So there should be a policy to receive them and deal with them. And we need to remember that with escalating numbers of global displacement, isolation will not work for any region or any country, let it be Australia, Europe, or America, or North America. So these countries would need to come together to work out a mechanism under which people are protected that need international protection. And UNHCR came into existence after the Second World War, when Europe had mass displacement. And what we are seeing, that numbers have gone up, way up than what it used to be at the end of the Second World War. So if Europe and other countries in the world were able to deal with that problem, then these are the same human beings.